Good morning, church. Very warm welcome to you all, but especially if you're new here, if you're visiting here, a special warm welcome to you today. Whether in the building or online, you're most welcome, and it's lovely to have you with us. There is a kind of form or shape, if you like, to what we do on Sunday mornings. Those of you who are familiar here will be familiar with that form and shape. But simply, it means that we will be singing songs this morning, songs which proclaim the greatness and the glory and the goodness of our God. We will read from the Bible. Hopefully, you'll be glad to hear that. We will thank God and pray to ask for his help in different circumstances. And we will listen to what God has to say to us by the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. And so one of my prayers as we come together this morning is that our hearts and our ears might be open to hear what God has to say to us. And that our hearts might be soft in order to respond to what God says to us, to respond to him in worship. And so 1 week has ended. And I don't know what your week has been like. You don't know what my week has been like. It may have been a week with joys, with sorrows. And looking a little bit wider, it's a week that's been where there's been continuing conflict and wars, but also fragile peace deals have been secured, hopefully. And so a very mixed week for every single one of us, but we have a common object this morning, and that's Jesus. And my prayer is that our hearts are turned to him today as we worship him, and so that we can start a new week praising, worshipping our God. And in a moment, we're going to sing our praise to the one who is described in our hymn, our starting hymn this morning, as the potentate of time. It's a very grand title, isn't it? Meaning simply the ruler of time. And that's the one to whom we lift our hearts and sing our praises. And after we sang that song, Luke will come and share a bite size with us, where all of us, all ages, can learn something of our God together. But first, let me read from Psalm 99. This is what God's word says. The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob, you have done what is right and just. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, and he is today. Though you punish their misdeeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Let's pray. Father, we come to you. Our heart, our desire this morning is to worship you in all your holiness, to declare your greatness, to proclaim that you, God, are our King. And in the words that we use, but we trust in our hearts also, to crown the Lord Jesus, the one who is worthy. Oh God, we pray by the power of your Spirit today, would you speak to us? Would you challenge our hearts? Would you comfort our hearts? Would you draw our hearts to follow the Lord Jesus more closely? We ask this in his precious, wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Ben.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavy anthem drowns.
Wow, I'm really excited for today. Today is the big day, the day that I've been training my whole life for. Because today, in front of all of you, I'm going to be racing against Roberto the Rocket around church. Oh, here he is, the wood-cutting whippets, they call him. Well, we're going to... Good luck, mate. You're going to need it. We're going to have a race around here. The start line's just down here. Can we just have a on your marks, get set, go with everyone? On your marks. Get set, go. Oh, no. I've been working so hard for that, and I'm just too slow. Oh, what a disappointment. And how embarrassing in front of all these people to lose to Roberto. Oh, dear. Oh, I feel really down about this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just not fast enough. I just can't change. I just reached that corner there, and he just left me in the dust.
Hi, Luke. You all right? I didn't...
Jim, not really. Not really, mate.
What's going on?
Didn't you see?
Oh, no. I was in the bathroom.
Well, I had a race in front of all these people against Roberto. I've been working so hard for it, and he just thrashed me. Just humiliating. Oh, I don't know how I can look anyone in the face again.
Well, you know, it's possible for anyone to change, Luke. Do you want to change?
I can't change. It's just too slow.
Well, you know, anyone can change, Luke. All you need is the right coach.
Training montage time! Ready.
One. Go.
Two. Oh.
That's enough. Back on the street.
Come on, come
on. With the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times, it happens too fast. You change your passion.
Change!
Don't lose your grip on the dreams
of the past. High knees, ready. Put those knees up, ready? Three, two, one. Up. Go. Up. Better. That's a kettlebell, there it is. This is it, you can change, you can do this. Woo! Whoa! Okay, Roberto. Well, it's time for the final race, the Olympic final. Banstead 2025 Olympic Games. So, what have we got here? Sorry, my coaches have given me one final ingredient for success. Oh, yeah, these feel good, really springy. Okay, so we can have another countdown. On your marks.
Get set.
Victory. Well, today we're going to be talking about change, if you hadn't picked up on that. And often change is a really positive thing. After my terrible loss to Roberto in the first race, I needed to change. And my wonderful coach encouraged me that I could change. And we worked on my nutrition plan and my training technique. And even my footwear, And I was able to change and run much faster and beat the mighty Roberto. So change is often something we desire, something we need. Can I have the next slide? So here's a picture of my daughter Grace when she was a baby. I know, very, very cute. Possibly the cutest baby ever. apart from Charlie. And she was very cute. She was really cute. And part of me might have liked her to stay like that forever. But of course, Grace needs to change. She's now in year two. And if she was still lying on her back in her year two classroom, needing to have her nappy changed every hour or so, crying and gurgling, she wouldn't be much use in her year two class. She wouldn't be able to learn. She obviously needs to learn and develop and change as she grows older. So some things are good to change. Change can be a really positive thing. But also, sometimes we don't want things to change, and change isn't such a positive thing. We don't see it as a positive thing. Can I have the next slide? So sometimes, I'm sure many of us have been in the situation where we've been on a lovely holiday, and we just don't want things to change. We don't want it to come to an end. It's just perfect. It's relaxing. It's sunny. We're doing things we enjoy. We're with people we enjoy. And we don't want it to change. Or take this apple. It's a nice, ripe apple. This apple looks really tasty right now, but we don't want this apple to change, because if it's going to change, it will go soft on the outside and sort of brown on the inside. That wouldn't be so nice. So we want to eat this apple before it changes, while it's still nice and tasty. In Bite Size, we've been looking at things God cannot do and why that's a good thing. And today we're going to look at how God cannot change. God cannot change. And that's really good, because God is perfect. So it wouldn't be good at all if God changed, because God is perfect. And just to take one example, in the Bible we read that God is love. Now, we wouldn't want that to change, because if for that to change, God would have to be not so loving in some way, and that would be terrible. So we're going to look at a passage in the Bible that will help us to think about this. Could you just open up Psalms? Psalm 102. And I haven't got a page number for you yet, so you can shout it out if you get there. Oh, very good. 605. And we're going to read verses 25, 26, and 27. So Psalm 102, 605, verses 25 to 7. Okay, I'll just read that to us. Psalm 102, verse 25. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing, you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. So do you notice that in that passage, it says that some things change, the heavens, and that means the stars and the sun, what we see up above us, even they will change. The stars will one day burn out. And even the beautiful scene in that, on the slide there, of the lake and the mountains and the trees, they'll change and they'll be gone one day. Everything changes. Apart from God, it says in this passage, you remain the same, verse 27, and your years will never end. God cannot change. God stays the same. God will always be perfectly loving, perfectly wise, perfectly merciful. And also God's words, the Bible, always stays the same. It's always trustworthy. And God always keeps his promises. So God cannot change. And that's a really good thing, because we can put our trust in God and know that he's completely reliable. And our next song helps us to dwell on that, about how God always keeps his promises. Okay, let's go. All right.
God, he always keeps his promises. He set the blood upon the door, keep the Israelite secure, and so he saved his hand and led them to the promised land. God is good and true, he cannot lie to the end. He can be sure.
Amen, amen. And what a comfort it is to us as well to know that God cannot change and he therefore has to keep his promises. It is time for the children and young people to leave us, and a notice should come up on the screen behind me which points you in the right direction for each of your groups and age levels. If you're unsure, please seek out someone who has a lovely, fashionable, trendy blue top with the Christchurch Banstead logo, and they will help to point you in the right direction. But before they leave, let me pray for them and for their teachers. Father, we do thank you for all the children and young people in this local church. It's evidence of life in the church when we see this. And we pray your richest blessing to be upon them, O God. We long that each one of them might come to know Jesus as their living Saviour and Lord. And we pray as they leave us now to go to their different groups, would you bless them and would you help them to learn more of you, O God. Help the teachers and the helpers as they impart these rich and precious truths into their little lives. We pray, would each of them be blessed as a result of that? We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Now it's time for you to leave, and maybe those not leaving can turn to someone next to you and greet them in the name of the Lord. so wonderfully blessed to have so many children amongst us. Please do thank God for that. Just want to share some notices. First thing I'd like to point out, though, that you will be very familiar that on the main screen, in the minutes running up to the start of the service, there are a number of notices that come up. So please do take note of those, because we won't be sharing every single notice that needs to be shared, otherwise it might take up 10 or 15 minutes of our service every day. So we just want to highlight one or two of the important ones, but please do take note of all the slides that come up. There's two particular slides that we've that Andrew has developed in the last few weeks. One, giving you all the detail of the activities coming up in the church this coming week, and then the second slide, looking a little further forward. So please do take note of all those slides. But I'm going to ask Eva, I can't see where she is. There you are, to come and share with us.
Good morning, church. Yes, for any of you that don't know me, I'm Eva, and I wanted to just share with you that, well, some of you will know, some of you won't, depending how long you've been, but when church gets together to do events, it's really beautiful when the team come together. So we've got the light party coming up, and Gaynor will soon have sheets at the back for us to sign up to join in and together come together and run that event. And it is just something, it's just a miracle happens when we all get together. And do that. So I really encourage you when that sheet comes for the light party, I don't know if it's out yet, Gaynor, but to put your name down and come and join the team. But what I'm really here to share with you is, in the background, there is a bit of a creative community that goes on in this place. And what we often get involved is events like Holiday Bible Club, or we have a weekend away. And the sort of thing we do is we design like a concept, so like we do props and we try and make the place look beautiful. It's a bit like doing a glorified kids' party, really. So we've done pirates, we've done Lego, we've done lots of other things. And the team that help with that, they all serve in lots of ministries already. They're already in the kids' groups or serving, doing catering and lots of other things. So we would really love to grow that team. And so if you think you're the sort of person that loves to make things look nice or would be up for painting a prop or helping come and just dress the church to try and make these events really beautiful when we do them and try and just really encourage the team that serves so faithfully actually putting on the events, then we would love to hear from you. But also, even if you're not a creative, but if you're like a secret DIY king or queen and you're really great with a screwdriver or very basic carpentry, or even if you're willing to go up a big stepladder and just hang some stuff off the ceiling for us, we would also really love to hear from you. So after the service, if you want to come and speak to me, do tell me what your thing is, and we would love to connect you into the things that we do. If it's something you'd like to have a go of and you've never done it before, then still come talk to me. That'd be lovely. But my number and my email is in the church news, and so this week. So do take note of it. And if you don't get to catch me after service today, do it another day. But we would just really love to just grow that team. And thank you for all those that work so hard just doing that already. Thank you. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Eva. Just one or two other announcements as well, and I have a couple of props. Men's curry night on Tuesday the 21st. Wonderful opportunity just to come together as men to share food and fellowship. Please do speak to Brian. Thank you, Brian. Or Alex. I don't think Alex is here today. Or Stu. Almost next to Brian. But you can go online and onto the website and book there as well. The other thing is the light party, my next prop. Please do consider coming as a family. We've changed the way we're doing it this year. Come as a family, invite a family, or come to serve. But let's really use this as an opportunity to overcome the darkness that is so extant at this time of year, that not only the darkness but the evil that is promoted in our streets, in homes around us, and in the shops. Let's counter that with Jesus, the light of the world. So that's on Friday the 31st. There should be some flyers, I think, in the foyer, so pick some up to take away to give to your neighbours and so on. And then just finally, a reminder, it is prayer and praise this Thursday evening. Please do consider coming and just spending an evening, just spending in the presence of the Lord, just spending time with him, worshipping and just receiving from him. It starts at 8 o'clock prompt, so we're suggesting come at 7:45, so you can grab a tea or a coffee, so we're ready to start at 8 o'clock this Thursday morning. Now, I've invited John. I said I would invite John to come and pray on our behalf, and he was very gracious and said he would accept the invitation. Thank you, John.
At the beginning of Prisons Week, you may have seen the notice, I'd like our prayers to be in two parts, with the second part focusing on criminal justice and our prisons. But first, a prayer for peace. Father God, we want to thank you for the ceasefire that has brought peace to Gaza. Many are acclaiming the US president as the one who secured the ceasefire and hostage deal and are praising him. But we bring our thanks to you. We praise you, for we know that you have the ultimate power over all things and overrule the hearts and minds and wills and decisions of all men when you choose to do so. And so we believe that you brought this war to an end, and we thank you for doing so. We pray that the ceasefire may hold, that they may be lasting peace within the region. And Father, the devastation of Gaza City is almost beyond belief. We pray for your help and guidance to all now involved in organising and delivering the massive aid program. And we pray for the thousands in Gaza and in Israel who are grieving the loss of loved ones, and the thousands who have suffered life-changing injuries and traumas. Please help those who are bringing support through counselling and emotional support. And may you be the source of comfort and healing for many. And Lord, whilst we are thrilled that peace has been restored in this region, we long to see peace restored in Ukraine. You are a merciful and compassionate God. You never change. And you'll be grieving beyond what we can imagine at the acts of evil that have destroyed the lives of hundreds of thousands of families. Please will you, in your mercy, allow the Ukrainian people to live in peace again. And Father, you know of any here in this gathering this morning who are troubled, either on account of what they are facing themselves or on account of the circumstances of family members or friends or colleagues. Will you please be the comforter and sustainer of them all? We pray in the name of him who is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen. Before I lead in prayer for prisons, can I quote from a letter I received this week from a prisoner on the Isle of Wight? He writes, "As a teenager in my early 20s, I was an enthusiastic member of the Salvation Army. But then I turned my back on my faith, and it was several years later, many, many years later, that I attended a church service in 2016 when I was sent to prison. Straight away, I fell in love with Jesus again." Father God, we thank you that many men and women begin or resume a journey of faith with Jesus while in prison. At this very moment, a few thousand men and women will be meeting in prison chapels across the country. We pray that today many will respond to the gospel, repenting of their sin and trusting Jesus for their salvation. Father, we grieve that thousands of men and women are in prison because of an addiction to drugs or alcohol. We entrust them to you, longing that many might be released from their addiction while in prison and remain drug-free and crime-free on their release. Lord, we ask you to protect the prison staff, especially those who work with violent prisoners. Please keep them alert to the risks they face. Please keep them safe. And for those who will be currently off work because of injuries sustained or because of traumas they've encountered, Father, we pray, Lord, for their recovery. And Father, we pray for the families of those in prison, and particularly for children, that they would receive such care and support that would protect them from turning to crime themselves. And lastly, Lord, we pray for all who have been a victim of a crime and are suffering the consequences. For the many who have been abused and continue to be traumatized by their ordeal. For those who have been victims of violence. For those grieving the loss of loved ones in that attack on the Jewish community. And for the many, many parents grieving the loss of a child through knife or other violent crime. Please comfort them all and bring alongside them your people to support them. We ask all these prayers in the precious name of our precious Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, John. And I'm going to invite you to, if you're able, to stand with me as we sing a couple of songs. The first one pointing us to the precious Lord Jesus and his glorious work of salvation. But the second song is a prayer as we come to receive God's word this morning. Let's stand together and sing. Thank you.
Feel the earth is shaking now. See the veil is lifted. And he's standing on the cross of God, shielding sinners with his blood.
That